Good morning.
All right. Simple question to start things off. Why are you running for Erie County Sheriff?
Well, I'm a law enforcement professional. I've spent a number of years and had a career in the FBI, worked in corporate America and security-related areas. So I've certainly got the background and the experience. But what really compels me is that this is my home, Western New York, Erie County is where I was born and raised, where I get all of my background, my experiences, the things that went into what I like to say is allowing me to have a very good and meaningful life. I want to give back to my community. I wanted to make it such that my grandchildren, your children, your grandchildren can all have those same kinds of opportunities. And to me, it's very important that you be a part of making things better. And that's a large part of what compels me.
You take a look at the Erie County Sheriff's Department. Of course, you ran the FBI office here in Buffalo, which is a complex organization within itself. But when it comes to the Erie County Sheriff's Department, this is a county that is geographically very large. The Sheriff's Department, in many cases, is the lone law enforcement agency for several towns inside this county. So there's a different type of dynamic there. And I'm wondering, as you look at it, what do you think you'll bring to the table, or do you have a specific plan on what you'd like to do with the department?
Well, you said that, you know, Erie County is an area that's geographically very large, and I certainly would agree, and that adds to whatever difficulties there may be in doing the job. But as a special agent in charge of the Buffalo Division of the FBI, that territory encompassed Erie County and 17 other counties that make up the Western Judicial District of New York State. So it was a much larger geographical area that I was responsible. But in terms of what I would like to do, there are three main areas I want to focus on. There are a lot of things that we need to take a look at. But the three things that I've based my campaign on are the Erie County Holding Center and the conditions that we have there, the rising violent crime problems in our county, that go beyond the city, but that has also moved into the towns and rural areas. And lastly, the heroin and opioid epidemic that has just been a huge issue across the country. Erie County not excluded from that. We've been just like the rest of the country. We have been caught up in that issue.
And then finally, your opponent, of course, will be the incumbent, Sheriff Tim Howard, who has drawn some criticism for appearing at a recent rally in full uniform. Your thoughts on that? Do you have any thoughts about that specific incident?
Well, I do, and I issued a statement at the time of Tim Howard's appearance. My philosophy is that as a sheriff, you represent all of the people of Erie County, and I think it's improper for you to appear in uniform which represents those individuals you serve at a rally or any kind of a function that's so divisive and that casts any kind of aspersion on any segment of our population. I don't think it's proper. Certainly, people have a right to assemble and a right to protest, but I think when you're representing the entire constituency, you have to make sure that you're above all of that. So I don't think I would never lend my name or my badge to anything that has that kind of a divisive overtone.
Mr. Tolbert, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. You have a good day.